The attack began early Sunday at a NATO outpost built just last week in Kunar, a province in eastern Afghanistan that borders Pakistan. NATO officials said a large group of insurgents had secretly moved into a nearby village where they launched a complex assault that lasted for much of the day. NATO spokesman Mark Laity told reporters in Kabul that while insurgents regularly attack combat outposts, Sunday's assault was larger than normal and insurgents managed to fight their way inside fortified walls.
They attempted to break into that base. They did make some penetration, but overall they were repelled and they took very heavy casualties themselves. They were repelled and then we brought in air power, which stabilized the situation in a fight which then lasted for several hours. It was heroic fighting, I would say, successful fighting. They wanted to overrun that base. They failed.
It was unclear how many insurgents were involved in the fighting, but the NATO spokesman said airstrikes inflicted heavy casualties after the fighters were repelled at the outpost. It is also unclear where the insurgents came from or what group they belonged to. Several Afghan Taliban groups operate in the east of the country, and U.S. and Afghan officials say Pakistani Taliban fighters also regularly attack NATO troops near the border. The fighting has led to a spike in NATO troop deaths and criticism that Pakistan is not doing enough to crack down on Taliban havens in its tribal regions. Senior Pakistani officials counter that Afghan officials have been unwilling to work more closely on controlling their shared 2,500-kilometer border. They also say Afghan and coalition forces can do more to stop militants from crossing into Pakistan. The increased tension over militant safe havens has led several Pakistani officials to express worry that the United States is considering unilateral military action against fighters in the tribal regions. In recent days, Pakistani officials from across the political spectrum have insisted that foreign troops will not be allowed to operate in Pakistani territory. Senator Mashahid Hussain, the chairman of Pakistan's Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said resolving the situation should be done through dialogue, not force.
The use of force is counterproductive. We must engage people in discussions, and we welcome negotiations with those who are willing to lay down their arms.
Despite favoring talks, senior Pakistani leaders say they are aware how serious the situation in the tribal regions has become. On Monday, Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani said he understands concerns that the tribal areas could be used by foreign militants to plan international terrorist attacks. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.